Dubai Eye
103.8. So you know how Zena came up with...
There's an app for that!
And you know how she came up with...
You snooze. You lose.
Well, basically, her creativity knows no ends. Because on a Wednesday afternoon, she's also come up with...
Inda Club.
I think it needs a little explanation here, please, Zines.
That's your idea, 100% your idea. So, what do we do in the club?
What we do in the club is, well, it struck us that, you know, here we are in a city of how many million are we now? Four million or something like that. And it's always growing. It is always growing. The country is growing. The city is growing. And with that, you're always looking for communities, aren't you? You're looking for like-minded individuals. We all are cut from the same stone, but we all cut from different angles. And we all come up with different interests, loves, pastimes and passions. And it's only natural that like-minded individuals come together to club, don't they? You create your club, you do things together of an evening, of a weekend, you share on social media. And that's why we've seen this explosion of clubs here in the region in recent times. We've had a couple in the studio in the last couple of weeks, towards the end of last year, a couple of sports clubs, a couple of social clubs as well. Who have you gone for this week?
This week, we're featuring the Off-Roaders. They're a Dubai-based social club registered with the Community Development Authority, and here to tell us more about their club is Saif Khan, founder and marshal of the Off-Roaders.
Saif, thanks so much indeed for being with us.
Pleasure, thanks for having me.
Really appreciate you coming in. So, Off-Roaders, what do you do?
All right, so as you rightly mentioned, we're a group of like-minded individuals who come together on a weekly basis to organize trips and drives over the varied deserts, wadis, beaches all around the UAE. We've been around for quite a while, but we've recently undergone a rebranding. Mm. And we've rebranded and relaunched ourselves about 3 months ago.
Okay.
But we've got a team of around 15 marshals that oversee or organize trips. And we visit basically all parts of the UAE, Oman. And now we're quite excited with the recent developments and in Saudi Arabia, that with tourism being largely promoted, that we're going to start doing some trips there as well.
Brilliant. So in terms of what one needs to become an off-roader, I'm assuming it might be to do with four wheels. Is that right?
Ideally, yes. You need to have a 4x4 and if I might get into a bit of technical, one that has a transfer case so you can select low and high range. I mean, that's all we look for. Barring that, I mean, you don't need to have any prior experience. Just a bit of safety equipment for communication and to be able to be spotted and seen. But it's all very affordable, not very expensive and easily available pretty much.
And just Dubai. How off-road do you get?
I mean, we did a trip over the National Day holidays where we were on the road for 5 days through the UAE into Oman, covering wadis, deserts, I mean mountains. We're on top of the highest mountain in the Arabian Peninsula. So yeah, if that that makes sense.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense, yeah. I mean, do you have sort of different trips for different levels of off-roaders? I mean, those that like to take risks, there are those that want to play it a little bit more conservative.
Well, ideally, what we do is we welcome people in as what we call newbies, which is, absolute beginners. They come in ideally or most commonly on a Friday afternoon, but we do trips around the week as well. They come in, they get divided up based on their skill set. So let's say if you were a newbie, brand new driver coming in, joining one of our trips, so we'll brief you for about 30 to 45 minutes before you start with a lot of guidelines, do's, don'ts, you know. Discipline and safety is very important when you're off-roading. You might have seen or heard of, you know, a lot of instances and a lot of accidents of sorts happening. So we're very big on our safety. And, you know, a lot of members sometimes do complain that it does get boring, but we always, you know, counsel them or tell them to just hold on. It will get more exciting as you move on.
And towards that, I mean, to that, is there an element of education that you guys impart? Because I think everyone thinks that if they buy a big SUV, that they have suddenly become an off-roader. They know how to off-road. But I think you, myself, others listening out there know that it's not exactly, it's not as simple or as straightforward as it might seem in the first place.
No, I agree. We definitely give a lot of rules, a lot of guidelines, and even during our trips, we keep counseling and telling members, and we welcome them to come check out what's going on, if somebody's stuck, how we're doing it, how we're going about our business. But we like to leave that sort of stuff to us in the beginning. And, you know, all of our marshals and all of our volunteers were all members that started off as beginners and kind of made their way up.
We have got lots of questions coming in for you, Saif. So we're going to turn to those in just a few moments' time. I also want to find out more about what the off-roaders are doing in terms of conservation and preservation as well. A lot of focus on the desert. I know that's something that's important to you and your members. So we'll address that in just a few moments' time. We're talking to the Organised Off-Road Club here in the UAE, who have been put together with the objective of providing safe off-road adventure experience to the novice and the experienced alike, under the supervision of some world-class marshals. We are talking all things off-road. We're talking all things off-road with the off-roaders. Why are we talking about it? Because they are Inda Club.
Inda Club.
That's right. They are our featured club, Inda Club, today. And it's great to have their founder with us here in studio as well, answering your questions. So keep them coming through. Saif Khan is the founder of Off-Roaders. Zines, load of questions.
Lots and lots of questions. So let's start with this. How many women do you have in the club, Saif? How do you make it less intimidating for someone who has never been off-roading before?
All right. We have, to my best knowledge, about 8 or 10 of our 100 plus members. We do also have a lady marshal. Marshals are people that are charged with organizing trips and are responsible to get you in and out of the desert safely. Second part of the question. Well, we organize trips for all levels or all skill levels among the drivers. So you may be an absolute novice and we will take you out on a trip, get you to drive through the desert in and out. And this may sound intimidating, but I assure you, once you're in the middle of the action, it is far from it. And on the contrary, it's quite enjoyable.
Okay, another one. This is related to that. I'd like to try off-roading. Never done it before. What's your advice on how to learn?
All right, my advice on how to learn was, firstly, get yourself an SUV. I mean, maybe you could rent one, maybe you could borrow a friend's, but that'd be a pretty good friend to let you, you know, take their SUV to wreck it in the desert. But yeah, barring the hardware part of it, which is the vehicle, barring that, everything else, you come to our trips and, you know, you gradually learn step by step. You need to be patient, you know, like any new skill you acquire in life, the first, you know, couple of trips, the first couple of outings are quite difficult, and then it gets much better, you know, there onwards, and far more enjoyable.
Frank's been in touch with us today asking questions about specific brands of vehicles. We don't really want to get into that because this is not sort of a who's who when it comes to brands. But just on that question, are there certain vehicles that you won't accept onto a trip for off-roaders?
Yes, there are certain vehicles that we would not accept. A vehicle that obviously does not have a 4x4. Mm-hmm. And that does not have a transfer case wherein you can switch from low and high range. Those vehicles are not suited for our trips or for any off-roading for that matter.
Okay.
No Honda Jazzes then. Now, how for the Off-Roaders founder, are there any other accredited clubs in the UAE? What sets Off-Roaders apart from all the other clubs?
All right. So to my best knowledge, I believe we are the only off-road club that is registered with the Dubai government, and with constant efforts by authorities and governments to make this activity safer, cleaner, more eco-friendly, I would strongly recommend going with a club that has the recognition from the Dubai government and has a team of about 15, 16 marshals with over 80 years of off-roading or marshalling experience between them.
Wow. Now, my next question would be, how do you register with the Community Development Authority? That's a question we always get. A lot of people want to start clubs and nonprofit organizations. What are the steps?
All right. Well, setting up or rather registering with the Community Development Authority is much similar, or in many ways like setting up a company or incorporating one. You need to have clear guidelines of what your objective is, how you intend to fulfill it. And this needs to be presented to the Community Development Authority. They will obviously, you know, on various criteria, analyze, judge, and examine. And then thereafter, yeah, they will issue you a license, which allows you as a nonprofit to function within Dubai and the UAE.
I want to ask you, if I can, Soph, about sort of initiatives that you put in place. Big focus at the moment on the conservation of the deserts of the UAE, the preservation as well. A lot of people being encouraged to explore the deserts, but then being also implored to leave them as much in the state that you found them as well, by making sure that you take home your litter as well. Is that something that you impart on your members?
Most definitely. In fact, one of our mottos or taglines is leave only tracks, which essentially means take with you, you know, what you brought. Look, the desert holds a unique place in the UAE, its heritage, its culture, and, you know, the serenity. So I feel it's very important to pick up trash and not leave what you brought with you. We are actually in process. We don't have the exact dates. I think it'll be tentatively end of Feb or mid-Feb. It all depends. We're organizing a cleanup drive where we will basically have, we'll pick an area which is very commonly visited and unfortunately is quite, you know, polluted with trash. We'll get some teams together, try to make it a bit exciting, and we'll hand out some pickers, some trash bags. And basically the team that will then, you know, collect the largest amount or the most amount of trash will win a prize. And we have approached the Dubai municipality. We're just waiting for a green light from them, because they'll obviously provide us with some trash trucks and dumpsters and stuff to then, you know, take this trash collected back to the right places.
So those initiatives being put in place. I suppose the other thing that you and your members see is a very alternative side of the UAE. A lot of people very rarely leave the city limits, very rarely venture out into the desert. On the day that we've been talking about all things wildlife and different species, etc., is that something that you interact with as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, during our trips, we get to see a lot of camels, we get to see oryxes, gazelles, you know, all kinds of wildlife. I've had a couple of encounters with scorpions.
Really?
So yeah, definitely, we do see a lot of wildlife and on our trips.
And does the desert change, or does the not just the desert, but also other areas that you find yourself off-roading, does it change during different times of the day?
Well, it absolutely does. It's much harder to off-road during noon. It's just because of the way the sun comes down, and it's very hard to see gradients within the sand.
Oh, really?
But as members, you don't need to worry that. We're good marshals, and we'll take care of that. But yeah, it changes. It changes within different parts of the UAE. You can have, you know, towards Hatta, maybe you'll get slightly purplish tinge to the sand. If you go to Liwa, it's almost white and golden. So yeah, there is a lot of variation. I mean, towards Ras Al Khaimah or Mulqueen, you get more bushes than you do. We don't like bushes too much when we're, when we're driving.
Couple of other
who needs the selfie museum if you have all this beautiful natural you know, scenic spots? I'm a lady driver, says one of you. I had no experience, but joined this club. Have really enjoyed the experience. Safety is their first priority, and I would recommend anyone interested to go for it. Thanks, Safe, and all the incredible marshals. Which brings us to our next question from No Name on this one. How do I register with Off-Roaders?
All right, so our website is offroaders.ae. That's Off-Roaders with an S. And there's a registration process wherein you have to give us, you know, certain details like emergency contact numbers, vehicle make, things like that. There's a disclaimer that we expect you to sign. And barring that, yeah, membership is free. It's free to join. So as long as you're registered on a website, you've signed the disclaimer, you're good to go.
And is it just stuff that you do in the desert, or do you get together in other parts as well? There is a social side to it as well.
Oh, definitely. Well, I would say the most part of it is within the desert, but we do get together, go bowling, or, you know, just meet up for a barbecue at someone's house or something like that. In fact, we do movie nights in the desert.
Okay.
So basically just take a projector out there, and it's usually one of the animated movies because it works well with the kids.
It is very much a go. It is Off-Roaders, or they are Off-Roaders. They're here in Dubai. How do people get in touch with you?
All right, we are on Facebook, Instagram, and our website, which is offroaders.ae. And our Facebook Insta is also the same.
It's official. Off-Roaders are in the club. Good on you, Soph. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. A big up to all the other Off-Roaders members listening in today. Looking for new members?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So get yourself onto the site, register now, and see if you can make it into the club.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.